pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5, 6 minutes after the hour on this Wednesday morning. We do appreciate you listening. Senator, come on the program. Former State Senator Dick Brubaker. That's about a half hour. Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kinnon and our usual Wednesday guest, Sean Ross from SR Communications, all that and more. And we're taking your text, 251-343-0106. If you would like to discuss anything, hit us up. Joining us now on the line, show regular, we're always appreciative of his time from the Jefferson County Republican Party and also a former member of the House of Representatives, State House of Representatives, that is, Paul DeMarco. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff, to you and your listeners. Hope you are all well.
Doing great. Thanks for coming on. The critical race theory seems to be the hot topic at all, probably all 50 states, I would imagine. But as we deal with education, and each of these states is going to figure out a way how they want to handle this new genre, if you will, this theory and how it should be taught or how it should be on display in state government. Here in Alabama, it's become quite the hot button.
Well, it has. And look, Jeff, anytime you deal with people and their kids, obviously parents are going to say, wait a second. They're going to be real defensive about it. And now that you've seen, I guess, what school boards have been doing some things and then coming back and parents are finding out about it, it's like, wait a second. And I think that's why you've seen this erupt around the country, is folks saying all this cancel culture and woke culture and politically correct this, it's reached down. I mean, everybody figured, what are we going to do about the universities? But now that you're getting into K-12, I think that's where the enough is enough and what we've seen across the country in school boards around the country, Jeff.
Yeah, and, you know, people see it on their TV. I don't have a school-age child yet, and I certainly wouldn't want my child being taught this theory as if it were proven and it were fact, because it's, you know, I still think that debate needs to happen. But the way it's being treated is got a lot of people really concerned that it's not just critical race theory that is the tenets of that. That theory or whatever, that there is inherent racism in all of our institutions and we're just too blind to see it, is something that is treated as if it's been proven, that we already know it, it's tangible, and that's not the case at all.
Well, it goes this bigger picture about systemic racism that they talk about our police. Every police officer, every police department is part of the systemic racism in this country, as opposed to saying, well, no, you may have an individual here, but don't say the entire police department is like that. And so now it's reaching down to schools where they're this, you know, this oppressed versus victim statushood. And everybody's trying to figure out what does critical race theory means. Well, that's what it's doing. It's this hierarchy of, you know, who is the oppressed, who is the victim. And that is the concern. Parents are saying, wait a second, we want our kids go to school for the academics as opposed to this civil justice advocacy that is being pushed on teachers to push on kids to further divide this country. And this is what it's about. No one is saying don't teach history, don't teach about slavery, don't teach about that. But to come in and say this country is based on racism is what is getting parents saying no, going to school board and say, you're not going to do this. And that's what I've seen on our television, but also seeing here in Alabama. And you're seeing it reach out at the state school board. You're going to see it next year's legislative session. I know State Representative Chris Pingle from Mobile has already got a bill. So that's why this is coming to the forefront, because parents are saying no.
I tell you what's remarkable is watching the backlash to this uprising from parents, that the left, it is probably sympathetic to the idea of teaching this philosophy in schools, It's this arrogant, elitist response that you don't know what's good for your own kids. You don't know how – we're the education professionals. We're the ones that need to determine what will and will not be taught. How dare you come into our arena and you start making these demands, because that is not your role. Your role is to pay your taxes, send your kids to school, and we'll do with that what we can.
You're right, Jeff, and it's been this trickle-down from the universities. I mean, look, we've seen here in Alabama, everybody's like, well, Alabama's such a red state, such a conservative state. No, look, we've had instructors and faculty at Auburn, at University of Alabama, at UAB, have just been some of the nastiest comments. The UAB professors who said she hoped Rush Limbaugh suffered. The instructor over at University of Alabama that talked about Donald Trump being a Nazi. The instructor at Auburn who talked about, you know, terrible things about the police department. It happens at the universities, and now, again, we're seeing it come down to K through 12, and that's why it has become the issue why we're talking about it, because parents have said, no, we're not going to deal with this anymore. I guess they just figure, what are we going to do about the universities, even though they should, because I've been talking about taxpayer universities. But it's really when you're talking about kids who are, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, we're not going to let you do this to our kids and try to put this on our kids. We're not going to allow it. And I'm glad to see Alabama's parents are standing up like they are around the country.
I mean, that's the other thing. And you mentioned Representative Pringle, and he got caught in an awkward situation with AL.com columnist Kyle Whitmire, who, by the way, is fighting a war on dumb. But look, whatever the legislature acts as it does, my assumption is that they are acting at the behest of some constituents. And, you know, you never go wrong doing that. If it looks like a sizable amount of your constituents are saying, hey, we don't like what's going on here, then you should act accordingly. And I think that's where a lot of people, that especially the left, like I said, that are sympathetic to this cause, they don't get that. They don't think that the legislature keep the politics out of education. But as long as we have public schools, they're paid for by taxpayers, everybody has buy-in, that this is the efficient market response to when something seems like it's going haywire.
Look, no parent wants to hear from some columnist what's best for their kid. I mean, let's just be straight about it. No one's going to say, oh, an AL.com columnist said don't worry about it. Let the schools do this. You know, we don't care. We're focused on what's in the best interest of our kids. And especially when these columnists are for pushing these theories and pushing this division, that the parents are going to say no, and they're going to push back. And I think parents in Alabama are going to prevail at the state school board level, at the legislative level. And candidly, you look around the country, it's already happened in places like Florida and Georgia and Oklahoma, I believe Tennessee. So parents are like, why hasn't it happened in Alabama? We're ready to say no. We want to make sure clearly this is not going to be taught, or anything of this realm is going to be pushed on our kids or forced on teachers to push on our kids.
I mean, isn't that the fallacy? Getting back to the Whitmire thing, he calls up Chris Pringle and asks Chris Pringle to give him a working definition of critical race theory. And if you believe Whitmire's side of the story, then clearly Chris Pringle doesn't know what critical race theory is. But we don't know Chris Pringle's side of the story. But it doesn't matter. The legislative branch appropriates money for things all the time that it doesn't necessarily have an expertise in. So if they're giving money to Auburn University to study quantum physics, you don't need a bunch of quantum physicists on Goat Hill to know that that is a, you know, something to dedicate money to or not to dedicate money to. It is such a fallacy to me to use that as a reason, as justification, to tell the legislature to butt out of this discussion.
Well, look, these are the same folks who are saying, y'all are making such a big deal. This is just a boogeyman, a red herring about critical race theory. But wait a second. y'all don't want to accept this and move forward and everything. So you see what I'm saying? Is that on one hand they're saying, oh, this is just a conservative issue, just they're politicizing it. But you better teach these kids this or else.
Right.
They have no credibility. Folks like that have no credibility when they're arguing in defense of it. Well, because they speak out of both sides of the mouth, Jeff.
And people are blind. They see what's going on in the culture right now. They see how the goalposts have shifted so much that the things used to be okay are now blacklisted. They're canceled. There really is a cancel culture that it's done in the name of, well, we've progressed in the society and we don't need to show episodes of the Dukes of Hazzard or whatever anymore. Because we don't want to offend sensibilities. People see things like this. They see Gone with the Wind now with a disclaimer telling you how to better understand it because you can't figure those things out for yourself. And then you take it to its logical extreme and it starts impacting these public institutions. What did they think people were going to do when you see this erosion of the culture as it has?
Hey, look, states like Virginia, which you think has gone all the way blue, and New Jersey, where the local school board said, we're not going to have a Columbus Day anymore. We're not going to have a Christmas. We're going to say day off. And the parents said, heck no, maybe a little stronger, and said no. And they ended up, the school board reversed themselves and said, okay, we will have a Columbus Day. Because the parents are saying, what are you doing? Saying we're going to just call it a day off. That is the most ridiculous thing in the world. So parents have the power to push back against some of these folks. Now, look, the folks I know on some of the school boards they're strong proponents of parents. But you've seen what happened in Loudoun County where they cut off the parents yesterday from saying, we don't want this. And now this pushback in New Jersey. So parents do understand they have the power now to say, we are not going to accept what you're trying to get these outside groups to come in and teach these kids. You've seen that the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Anti-Defamation League, some of them are pushing these programs on kids, and parents are saying, no, we're not going to let these groups come in and try to use your advocacy on our kids. We'll decide. We're going to make those decisions.
Yeah, and people see those images on TV, and then it gets them concerned that they're going to see that here, and I think it gets them more engaged, which is always a good thing. If parents get more engaged, I just wish you saw more of that on a wholesale basis around the state. But maybe that's a discussion for another time. Real quick, Paul, just a couple more minutes here. A handful of Supreme Court decisions handed down. I think most notably that NCAA decision. Most people may not be aware, but you're a practicing attorney. You travel all over the state. And someday we need to do the segment about the best and worst courthouses in Alabama. But just to put that out there, what was your reaction to what we see from the high court in recent days?
Yeah, a lot of rulings that I think folks are still trying to sort out, what is this court going to be? I mean, that is a big ruling when you've talked about for years about pay and athletics. But Alabama just passed a bill in the past couple of years allowing more of that. So I guess maybe you can say Alabama was at kind of the forefront of that as you start to see more pay for athletics. I think folks still don't want to see, you know, just professional athletes at colleges. I don't want to see that. I don't think most folks want to see that. They say find the fair and balanced way to make sure that that's taken care of, because look at the rest of the kids at the campus. You don't want to create two classes of kids, those that with the athletics are getting all this money and then everybody else. So I think that's something we need to delve in more to. Look at the United States Supreme Court with the ruling regarding the Philadelphia, city of Philadelphia and the Catholic Archdiocese. And the court said, no, you can't force them to allow adoptions for gay couples. So that was a religious freedom issue that the Supreme Court ruled for. And I think folks have been worried about that. So that was a big ruling. The Supreme Court had this session. There hadn't been a lot of talk about it, but that was a big issue when it comes to religious freedom.
Well, let me ask you this. We're real tight on time here, but are you liking what you see from this new court makeup, with these new Trump justices on? That, you know, a lot of people let down by the Obamacare ruling, but does it seem like the balance is moving in the more right-of-center direction?
Well, when you saw the religious liberties ruling, yes. I think we still have to see what happens in the next couple of weeks, in the next year or so, with some of these rulings before we can really figure out what this majority is going to look like. I still think it's everybody thinks, oh, it's a completely conservative court, and we've seen that with the Beaumont Care rulings, and we're not there yet. I think we still have to look at a couple of years of court's rulings before we can really figure out what this court's going to be and mean in the future.
Paul, we got to leave it there, but as always, we appreciate your time, and we will do this again very soon.
Thank you, Jeff. You and your listeners, have a great day.
You do the same. Paul DeMarco, Jefferson County Republican Party Chairman and former member of the Alabama House of Representatives. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. People said it was useless. Them people on the booze. Cause Curtis Snow was the finest picker to ever play the blues.